You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hey, sweetie, what do you think of our new car from Carvana?
Think it can handle our busy family?
Well, we have 7 days to see. First, we can take the scenic route to the beach and stargaze through the moonroof. We'll see if your drums fit in the trunk. Then we can pick up mommy's friends and check out that legroom. And we should really visit grandma. She's getting up there.
That's like a whole lifetime in 7 days.
And like one busy family.
With our 7-day money-back guarantee, you can confidently shop for cars 100% online. Visit Carvana.com for all terms and conditions. We'll drive you happy. At Carvana.
Hello and welcome to episode 139.
Season 6, episode 15.
Of Two Mr. P's in a podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
It is finally February half-term break for myself and for plenty of people out there. It's a weird one, isn't it? Some finishing this week, some finishing next week. There's benefits, there's positives, and positives for you is that you're getting a week.
I think it's funny. I think it's like, at the moment, I am unbelievably jealous.
Yeah.
But come Friday,
yeah,
I'm going to be feeling a little bit smug.
Yeah, but I mean, the positive is, if you go certain places, they should be a little bit quieter. Because if only half schools are on half term this week compared to next week, do you know what I mean? Like, if you wanted to go out for the day to a zoo, or I suppose depends where, yeah. Like, if you go Chester Zoo,
yeah,
but half the schools, because it's not even in areas. Like, we're off this week, but you're literally next door off next week.
Yeah.
But anyway, we thought we'd bring you an episode. So this will be the last one. Then we'll take a week break and then it'll be into spring two.
Spring.
It is going fast, isn't it? It's going fast this year. Like, we're literally middle of February. February's gone ridiculously fast.
We're only 13 days in.
Yeah, but that's half of February, isn't it? Pretty much.
Yeah, you're right. But it was always going to happen, wasn't it? Like, it's like the weekend. The weekends go rapid, Monday to Thursday. Go well slow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you say the year's gone fast, but I'd say the last couple of weeks, man, like you said, February maybe, but the year in general, it feels, it's aged me.
Well, yeah.
I've found, you know, a fair few more greys in my beard than ever before this year. Maybe I'm just a fossil now.
You are. You're mid-30s.
No. I'm early 30s.
You're mid... what, how old are you?
34.
Right, that's mid-30s.
No, mid is 35.
30 to 33 is early 30s. 34 to 37, mid-30s.
No, no.
38, 39, late 30s.
No. I'm not having that. Is that true?
I'm saying it. I'm calling it now.
No,
so you're mid-30s.
There'll be loads of people listening
to this. Me and you are both mid-30s.
You can't be the same age bracket as me.
I am the
what
same
are you?
Age bracket. 37.
No, you're going to be 38 in about a month.
But I'm 37 right now.
So are you, are you turning into late 30s?
Let's see what AI says. 36 year old.
No, I wasn't looking properly. I wasn't looking properly.
So I've just used Seeing AI, which, by the way, if you've not used as a teacher, go on my website, free tutorial, one of the best accessibility tools in your classroom. Seeing AI, it's an AI app from Microsoft. It has loads of different options. It can scan text. It can read handwriting. Basically, it's like an app that was created for blind and partially sighted people, and it has all these different features. There was an advert about you blind and partially sighted people using it to sort of take or scan medication so they know what prescriptions to make. But there's a whole range of different options. One of them is there's a facial recognition.
Right,
so I've just scanned Adam.
I look really tired. Let me try again. Let me just refresh my face. Right.
Right, here we go. 34-year-old. Right.
34. I mean, I'm celebrating. That is my age. Look at you getting the light.
39. Hang on a second. 36-year-old man with brown hair looking neutral. I will take it. Right, so you, there we go. So what did you say first?
Listeners, you should have seen his face when he went...
I think...
He was like, my own AI against me.
I think if we were to do a poll of 100 people stood next to each other, no one knows who we are.
No chance. No, I look You'd younger
You'd come
than
out
you.
On... No, you don't.
I 100% look younger than you.
You don't.
Oh my God, you are losing it.
The only reason people think you're younger than me is because of your mental state.
Well,
a 10-year-old.
I take offense to that. You remember the saying, you're only as old as the brain you feel.
Exactly. At your shoe size. No, don't act your shoe size.
Is that what saying, that's a good it? Saying.
Yeah.
And then obviously you've got the, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
Yeah. But, so basically, we're both mid-30s.
Right. We're both right. mid-30s. Do you know, mid-30s, whatever. There'll be people listening to this who are like 32, 33, who are not having that. 34.
34 is mid-30s.
No. Mid-30s, you've got to be 35. I'd take
no, that's
35
right
36.
Bang in the middle.
35, 36. What, do you think mid of mid-30s?
Yeah, but you've got to give either way. You've got to have it. So it's a period of 10 years. So you break it into thirds. Oh, mid,
trust
early,
you to
mid,
go to
late.
Fractions.
I'm just saying.
I'm more of a decimal man myself.
Right, well, you're a fossil anyway. You Pretty are sure. old. Oh, you're in the old club.
Look at you. Look at you here. All
right, so anyway. Guess what I'm doing this week?
Getting a new walker. Fossil.
What do you mean, a new walker? You that's know, what babies have.
Zimmer frame.
Well, that's a Zimmer frame.
Zimmer! Who's got the keys to my Tesla?
I'm doing some presenting for the BBC.
Are you?
Yeah, BBC Bite Size. They are doing a lesson on National Careers Week. And so, Wednesday, I'm going to be filming that. So be on the lookout. If you do use BBC Bite Size, you might be able to join the lesson.
You're going to be a me. News round?
No, not news round. No,
we only dabble with news round.
Do you not do any of the live lessons, BBC?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
The best thing about it is you literally just put the lesson on. As a teacher, you don't have to do anything. Give the kid some paper. All the activities is just going to be me. So I'm going to be able to teach a lesson to your class, and you just have to sit there. It's win-win.
Hello, boys and girls. This is AI.
Yeah. So
you
yeah.
look 30, kid.
Yeah. It'll all be around careers and looking at like skills and you know what talents you have or interests you have, and then what potential careers that could be. So cool. Sounds interesting. Looking for, but that's the downside with half terms being different. In that, obviously, some schools are still in this week. So then I'm booked in a school on Friday as well. So I've only got a couple of days off filming BBC and then doing some.
You're filming
on
it at Media City.
No, it's at Salford Uni.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But looking forward to it. So that's my first step in the door.
Of what?
Being on the BBC. Next, you know what comes next.
Go on. Strictly.
Yeah. Well, what
It
else
Takes
it
Two's a bit of you. An audience member on It Takes Two.
Would you rather do Strictly or would you rather do I'm a Celeb?
That's tough. I'd love to do Strictly because obviously Kim, my wife, is a very talented dancer, but danced and beat many of the professionals that are on there now. So she could obviously give me pointers. She'd be trying to teach me more, obviously keep me away from that Strictly curse. And then, but then the jungle, I'd do jobs in the jungle, it'd be funny, and I'm pretty fearless. So, either one. I'd take either one. And surely they're looking for... They're
you
looking
are
for...
so assured of yourself. You're the sort of person that back in the day when Big Brother was on, you
used to say I'd win Big Brother.
Did I?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what else as well. Facebook status from about 11 years ago was when you and Claire rang me in the morning. I came round to yours at like 7:30 in the morning because there was a dead mouse in your house.
Yeah.
And I had to dispatch of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you're talking about you're so assured. Yeah. Who did you call to get rid of
Ryan? Ryan won it.
I'm dead. I was like, right, come on, Mickey's son. Let's go to the garbage truck.
Ratatouille.
Yeah, and then yeah, listen, stuff like that, I'd be all over it.
Would you?
I'll tell you the only thing that I wouldn't be that up for on I'm a Celeb. Now, I'm talking like, listen, I'm nowhere near. You are obviously, like you said, it's the way you're looking at me like, you know what, foot in the door and stuff. You know, there comes a time we should be hunting this down together. I mean, I don't want to do bite-sized lessons, even though it could be a TA.
I'm all right, thanks.
see, when he refers to teachers, he don't think about support standards.
Can I do, just not the next ones.
What? Why? Like, you've completely gone at me.
Because I've already got 35 students. I don't need another one.
You've gone at me all up. You started off by calling me a fossil.
No, you called yourself a fossil. I just agreed with you. I wasn't throwing the accusations around. I used AI to back up the point.
Oh.
37. You said you've got more grey in your beard than ever. Yeah. I just didn't deny it. So all I've done, if anything, I've supported you with your views.
I tried to cut the grey out of my beard again recently, but could only find the green and yellow scissors. And I was having an absolute nightmare. I nearly hacked my face off.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, listen, I'd love anything like that. I mean, they should be looking at down-to-earth gents and authors. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm a celeb. Do it. But I'm more likely to do that, you know, something stupid like karaoke one on ITV2.
What's that?
You know, star karaoke, whatever it's called. It's basically just like people from TOWIE just like, don't stop believing. I'd just be like,
I've not even seen that.
Hold on to feeling.
Oh, you rate yourself as a singer, don't you, as well?
Do you know what? I have to admit, I used to. And there's certain songs, again, which I know that you would agree with. There's certain songs that I can do a real good job of. But as I've got older, and I feel like as I've worked in a school, use my voice a lot more, shouting on the sidelines at sporting events, there's certain notes that I used to have in my locker that I don't have anymore. And it's quite, why are you laughing? It's quite sad.
Right, well, I'll tell you what then. If you get yourself a ticket, anyone listening to this grabs a ticket for our next tour, which is happening during the October half term this year, 2023. So last week of October, first week of November. Over those 2 weeks where everyone's on half term, basically, we're touring the country. We're doing another live show. It's called Show and Tell. Mm. And Adam's show will be... We'll get him to sing, shall we?
We're going to show a talent.
Well,
if we're going to show a talent, you can throw ham from the other side of the stage, and I will catch it in my mouth. So get your tickets, folks. Yeah,
get your tickets, and we'll get Adam to sing and see if he can.
Yeah.
We'll get him to sing while doing a Bush Tucker trial.
I'll do it.
Whilst doing the waltz, see if he can back up all these audacious claims he's making.
Let's do a rewind. I have got rhythm, and I can move. For a big lad, especially, by golly, I can move. Strictly, I'm not saying that I'd be a shoo-in to win that, but, you know, with a wife who was...
I'm not even talking about winning.
But with a wife who was near enough a professional, listen, I get whipped into shape big time.
If you say so. I'd take Strictly over I'm a Celeb.
Yeah, because you're soft.
True. I'm not denying that.
Yeah, but... And the thing is, though, I don't think... I think you'd come across well on Strictly... As in, like, you know, you'd be like, oh, the glue sticks. Hey. And then when it came down to it on the big stage, you'd be, what was that guy? That guy that was on a few years ago. That was he an MP? Sergeant? Was it John Sergeant or something?
I don't know.
It was someone anyway. Who was the other one? Who was the one this year?
Anne Widdecombe.
No, who was the one? Oh, like Tony Adams. Like, you'd be giving it all of it, and
nah,
yeah.
I'd be sweet. The funniest thing about the whole glue sticks, I very rarely use glue sticks in class.
You don't.
Because I always use tech, never use the glue sticks. So, but yeah, go to the website, get your tickets for the tour, Show and Tell, coming to a theatre near you. Obviously, we're doing it during the October half term so that you can make the most of it. If you want to join us for the day, make a weekend of it. If you're off school the next day, why not? Make the most, and we'll try our best to put a smile on your face and give you a few giggles. And of course, if you've got a story, if you're booked tickets and you've got a funny story, do let us know, because part of the next show, we are going to share some of your stories, and it'd be great to share stories of people who were in the audience. And obviously, if you're up for it, we can talk it through. We can involve you in the conversation. I feel like this next tour is going to be a lot more interactive with the audience. So the first tour was more just us two chatting, whereas I want to try and get the audience involved in this next show. So, yeah, you can sing along with Adam.
Mm-hmm.
What if you had to sing, what would your song be?
At the show.
So let's say X Factor comes back. Mm-hmm. They're looking for the over 35s, right? And you decide to audition. What's your audition song?
There's a few of my go-tos. So my number one is Ain't That a Kick in the Head by Dean Martin, bringing back the Rat Pack.
Right.
Then Fever by Michael Bublé.
Okay.
Is another one. And then just as a little renegade one, Lego House by Ed Sheeran.
Right, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Because of this note specifically, you want to hear it? let me see. You know when he's like doing that little rap bit and he does that warm, you know that bit? So he goes like, and it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. Yeah, ooh, went a bit there.
Right,
didn't I?
So please still buy tickets. Do not let that put you off.
Buy tickets for early October, and we will keep you warm.
Oh, God. Oh, my lordy. Right, anyway, so we are recording this the night before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So we thought, we might as well do an episode the same week as Valentine's Day rather than the week after when there's nothing really. Although it's Shrove Tuesday next week, isn't it? Pancake Tuesday.
Pancake. So
now, I have to say, given a choice between Valentine's Day and Pancake Tuesday, I'd go Pancake Tuesday.
I often put rose petals on the bed on Pancake Tuesday to eat romantically.
Not the biggest fan of Valentine's Day. Have you got anything planned?
No, I mean, it's funny, really. I know I've touched upon this on the podcast before. I made the argument a few years ago that when you get married, Valentine's Day is kind of a non-starter, because I always think Valentine's Day is for early courting, for going out. Maybe still if you're fiancé, etc., engaged. But when you're married, your biggie then is your anniversary.
Yeah, I'd also say when you've got kids as well, Valentine's Day is like...
Yeah, and obviously I've had my fair share of
Oh, what, finish this sentence, Adam.
You know, heartbreak.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, you have, yeah.
And, you know, some of it to do with Valentine's Day. But it's funny, actually, 10 years ago tomorrow, me and Kim shared our first kiss.
Right, okay.
Genuine.
Yeah.
Just a kiss, nothing more. The hands were where you could see him, pal. Put them wide on the vehicle.
So,
But no, I don't really plan anything. We'll get some nice scran, see what Iceland deals we've got. And then Iceland used to sponsor.
I'm sure everyone listening to this is so jealous.
Listen. Hey, listen.
To not be getting some knick-knack chicken strips on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, they'd be like, knick-knack chicken strips. Like, oh, they're a bit cold. No, no, I'll just put them in the microwave and make them warm.
So before we get into some of the stories, have you got any Valentine's Day icks?
Me personally? Or just like just stuff that I see?
Yeah.
I would say really kind of over the top gestures. Like, I always think it doesn't look great. For example, now if you do this, it's not an issue. An ick of mine would be sending your partner like a humongous bouquet of flowers, like, to the workplace.
Right.
I feel like that is showing off. That is, we have the perfect relationship. When actually, have you? Are you trying to put on a bit of a front, a bit of a scene? Maybe I've been watching too much You on Netflix.
Oh, I've not watched the new series yet.
Hello, You. Buying flowers, are you?
Yeah, flowers to the workplace, yeah. I mean,
I just think, 'cause you
cannot stand flowers.
Like, I know you're not a flowers man.
I think the most pointless thing, you just literally have them on your windowsill until they die for a week, and then that's it. Like, I don't see the point in them. But Claire likes them, so I'll get them. I will be getting her some flowers.
Yeah, it's a weird
just reminding me.
The thing is with...
We need to finish this set. Gotta get to the floor.
With Kim, it'll be like, you know, she don't mind flowers, but I'll get some nice flowers. And then things will be so busy with the kids that the flowers will end up not being put in water for a bit. Then when they do get put in water, we've got to keep it away from Max because he will pull the vase down.
Yeah.
So then they get put pretty much where you can't see them. Then they die. Then because it's so busy and hectic... Then there's just dead flowers in the green bin for time.
Yeah. My Valentine's Day ick is like gushy posts online. Can't stand it.
I will do a post for Kim's birthday and probably just a little cheeky story post for our anniversary. I don't think I've ever done, like, happy Valentine's Day, babe. Couldn't imagine my life without you.
Well, I think it's the best indication of which relationships you got might have a few red flags about.
What, as in, like...
The gushy posts, yeah. Like, yeah, she is the one.
You do a post of on Claire's birthday and anniversary.
Yeah, I'm talking about Valentine's
Day. Oh, yeah, so you just Valentine's, right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because I just think, like, who cares?
And it's funny, though, because... what was it? I don't want to, like, say this because I don't want to give anything away about someone. But I knew someone who literally got in a relationship about a week before Valentine's Day.
For the gift.
And then on Valentine's Day, it was this post about, like, you changed my life.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's only Blueberry Week.
Yeah, yeah. No, that sort of over-the-top gushing on social media just generally does my head in. But Valentine's Day is like, oh, God. Save it for the bedroom, you know. Save it for the
Save it for the bedroom.
Who cares? But this is
save
the thing
it of... for the bedroom. Poke me again.
Yeah,
poke me.
The thing is, obviously, with Valentine's Day, you'll get a lot of people who are single where it's a bit of a difficult time because, you know, that's what you see. You see all these people in relationships going on about how great the relationship is. The reality is, you know. Without being too bleak about it.
Relationships suck.
50% of people in a marriage don't... Like, the marriage breaks up. Like, 50% of marriages end in divorce.
This is a bit grim.
No, but what I'm saying is... So, if you're single and you're looking at all these gushy posts on Facebook, just like the same with everything on social media, the reality is probably far from what you're seeing on someone's newsfeed that they've chosen to share with you. So I guarantee if you are single and you put a picture of you just doing something that you can do because you're single, what would that be?
What was that?
Like if someone just posted something on... Like if you're single and tomorrow on Valentine's you post something...
Yeah.
That show, you know, that you're single.
Right. So yeah, it'd just be like... Most people it'd be like a tea...
Well, whatever.
Like a meal that you've made, just like... Yeah,
and then you just put, like, single and living my best life. I guarantee most of your friends who are in a relationship will be jealous of you being single.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's what social media is. It's just constantly, like, humble bragging and projecting a perfect side to your life when it's far from the truth, when it's far from reality.
Well, during this chat, I have just sent one of my single friends a text.
Right.
The single friend you may know. What? Yeah. It's Mr. Cockney John. Now, quick plug. Adam and Cockney John's Big Movie Podcast is going well and it's getting better and better by the week. I hope there's plenty of listeners who listen to the two Mr. P's that have joined us on that ride as well. Me and Cockney John went to the cinema last night.
Right.
We were the only men in the cinema.
What
did we watch?
Crap, what's that at the minute?
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
I'll give you one clue.
Go on.
Wham!
Magic Mike.
Yeah, AC. Yeah. There you go. There's the P's brains coming together.
The third installment.
We went to watch the third installment of Magic Mike. The review is coming this Saturday. You do not want to miss it because it is hilarious, to be fair, some of the stuff that happened heading in. But I've just messaged Cockney John saying, quick question for you, bro. What's your thoughts on Valentine's Day and gushy Facebook posts? When he responds, I will let you know what he says.
Yeah, but what we did do is we asked you guys to share some of your funny sort of Valentine's Day related stories or cringy dating stories. And we've got a few that we thought we'd share with you. So I was asked to lead a collective worship on angels in the Bible and surprise visitations. I planned it out and the whole school was gathered on Monday morning looking extremely attentive. I also noted there was unusual amounts of staff lining the hall and some governors. It went as planned until at the end, my boyfriend at the time appeared from a side door and very beautifully proposed. I said yes, got the day off, and we have been married for 23 years. It was a great school to work in as an NQT, and for me, the best possible surprise. One of my class said to me later, as soon as he got down on one knee, I knew what was going to happen.
Not where I was expecting the story to go, to be honest. I thought, well, this is going to be juicy. Really pleasant, really nice. Yeah,
congratulations. I saw a video on online where I think it was two American teachers and there was rumours going around that they were dating. So they and then he proposed in front of the whole class.
I believe it or not. So obviously, as many of you'll know, I met Kim working at our first school together, and I originally had planned to propose on the residential because that's where we kind of hit it off on the first residential. So my original plan was to
On the giant swing,
on the zip line,
in the piranha pool.
Will you marry her? But then obviously it just wouldn't happen. Yeah. You're too busy sorting out
Yeah, I've seen a few people who get the class involved. I've seen one where they got the class to like sing at the wedding. But then when weddings are that stressful already, do you really need to be handing out permission forms? Add into your workload.
Well, that's
to
the
get
thing.
Permission forms.
That's the thing. I would have had to go through the head. And then would have had to plan it. I just think it was, the way I did it was nice enough. And it happened earlier than the residential, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, again, would you be able to trust, like, if I had to propose and get my class to, like, help me propose?
Oh, no.
The amount of work you'd have to pay.
I'll tell you what else as well is, I don't know if anyone else thinks this, but school children are shocking at keeping any sort of secret.
Oh,
now, I'm
dreadful,
not talking about
dreadful.
That. I'm talking about the simple, like, you know, if, it, like, classic example. Lovely teacher I worked with in year three has a tub of Mawams, right? Now, obviously, being a type 1 diabetic, sometimes if I feel a little bit floozy, I'll have a Mawam.
Yeah.
One day, I walked into the class. This teacher was, she went, oh, can you just watch class for a minute while I go toilet? I was like, yeah, no worries. And I went over to the tub and I turned to the class and I went, our little secret, yeah? Took a little Mawam out, apple, favourite flavour. Ate it, and then as soon as Miss came back in, I was giving it the old, like, shh, yeah. And then one kid went, got something to tell you about Mr. P, Miss. And went, shut up. And I was like, nah.
There's always
one. And then literally, he must have gathered a bit of a crew. And then there was like a meeting at playtime. And then they went over to it at playtime, like, so basically, like, Mr. P took a Mawam. And I was just like, you little grasses. Like, get on the fence.
Okay. Here we go. Get ready, guys, because this story is how you get revenge on someone that lied to you. So there you go. This is what you can do to those kids who said they wouldn't say anything.
I'm not planning a revenge attack.
Yeah. We went out. And after a few drinks, a meal, and a chit-chat about each other, we went for a walk and his phone kept pinging off. I told him that he should answer it, as it seems important, and I walked around the corner. I overheard him talking to his partner.
Ooh.
So I played dumb and acted like I didn't hear. Whilst walking back to his car, his phone fell out of his pocket and didn't have a pin.
Schoolboy! Schoolboy error! Face ID, pin, everything.
So it was an easy win-win for me to get the ultimate revenge. I wouldn't ever do something like this, but on this occasion, I had, as no one should ever treat someone like that. Right. What would you do?
If I was who?
If you found the phone, if you were her, how would you have got your revenge?
Chuck the phone in the river.
Well, then he's not going to get away. He's not going to... How can you embarrass him the most?
400 notes for an iPhone.
It'd be a costly...
Quick revenge.
But he's, yeah. So when I got home, I messaged his partner using the guy's phone and pretended to be him. Screenshots of our, let's just say, same-sex dating app, conversations and text messages. I then smashed the phone and threw it away.
Ooh, see?
Yeah,
see?
Yeah. Long story short, that partner is now a friend of mine and we see each other out and about. We still laugh about it to this day. So,
I mean, talk about ultimate revenge, not just breaking them up, but then becoming compadres with the partner. I mean, that is brutal.
That's good, that. My ex took care to make sure on our date I ate lactose/free dairy food, and he then at the end of the day had a latte and then kissed me. My lips swelled up. Had the nickname of Kissy Kissy Puffy Lips, even into the uni days. I dated the guy before I started uni.
I love that. The guy's just like, what a perfect date. And they're like, I loved it.
I love the nickname Kissy Kissy Puffy Lips, even into the uni days.
But if you say it too quickly and mess it up a little bit, yeah. Dodge. You don't want that nickname at uni. Whoa, here she is! Kissy, kissy!
When I was in my training year, I got myself on Tinder and matched with this guy and spent most of the May bank holiday talking to him. At the end of the day, we agreed to meet at a pub after I finished school on the Friday. He then told me that he hadn't been honest and that actually he currently lived in a tent and had a barn full of snakes.
What? I was expecting, I've got a partner. Lives in a tent with a barn full of snakes.
AKA
that's like the start,
Ofsted's headquarters.
That's like the start of like a really bad country song. So I live in a tent with a bunch of snakes.
With a barn full of snakes.
I've not been honest, baby.
I guarantee if I'd have asked you, I've not been honest. To be fair, if someone sent you a text going, I'm not being completely honest, you'd be like, oh crap, like, yeah. Oh, but he's married or whatever, yeah. It might be. And then replied with, I live in a tent with a barn full of snakes. Why not move the snakes into the tent and live in the barn? All that week I was going to cancel, but my colleagues convinced me to go and find out more. You would do, wouldn't you?
Oh, no, yeah. You got to go.
When I arrived, he tried to avoid the subject.
What? Where? When did she arrive at his? Anyway, ignore this tent and the snakes.
He slithered around the subject.
Nice.
But I wasn't having any of it and brought it up.
He thought it was past tense.
It turned out that he lived on a farm where he made the decision to convert the barn into a living space, not for him, but for his collection of over 100 snakes, and he lived in a huge tent attached to the barn.
this...
Imagine that. Fancy coming back to mine?
I'll show you my snakes. Sorry, what?
Snakes. I don't know no snakes.
I don't know no snakes.
As you can imagine, the thought of roughing it while 100 snakes lived in luxury wasn't really something I was up for, and we never met again.
That's unbelievable.
I can't believe how random that is. Oh, God.
I just love that. I've not been honest. Oh, are you married? Like, have you got a kid? Like, what's the problem? I live in a tent with a barn full of snakes. Wow. All the co-workers, no, give him a chance. He might be lovely.
They were just winding her up. Yeah. They're like, oh God, she's got to go. A barn's quite big though, isn't it?
Yeah, a barn is
so
big.
So there'd be loads of ladders in there.
You've got 100.
So you'd be able to play the best board game ever.
Oh yeah. Monopoly. Give me a barn for 200. I'm joking, I know you meant snakes. I just wanted, the way I was keeping it going, I thought, people are going to think I don't actually get it.
Yeah. I went on a first date with a guy, just coffee. He bought 3 coffees and I laughed, followed by, are you thirsty? He replied, no, my mum's coming to meet you too. on a first date.
Oh, I mean, I'm glad he said mum. I thought he was going to go, no, I've got another date after this. I thought I'd just double up. Yeah. Oh, imagine that. You couldn't do that.
Well,
imagine,
she...
imagine Kim bringing him mum on our first date.
The bagpipes.
Hello, Adam. I'd be like, I live in a tent with a barn full of snakes.
Well, she arrived. She was lovely and actually got on with her better. No second date. Oh, my word. What?
No second date.
No second date.
Bet she's mates with her mum.
Yeah. We had a Valentine's post delivery to the classrooms. Yes, lessons stopped while the cards were given out. This must have been a few years ago. There's no way schools are doing that now.
No.
No child's education was hurt during this activity. I was shocked to receive one myself. I read it. You are fantastic as you are sarcastic. Plus chocolates were attached. No idea who sent it. And yes, I ate the chocolate.
And yes, like that wasn't the mystery. Like we all presumed you ate the chocolate.
Yeah. I had a colleague who worked her way through a group of lads she knew with a range of one-night stands.
Okay. I had a colleague who worked her way through
yeah.
a group of lads.
Perseverance.
That's like that thing when someone goes like, don't be harsh about my colleague. She's been through a lot. Yeah, a lot of dick. The break.
What got me the most was as she got to the last one in the group, it became more serious. She eventually married him and all the groom's mates were at the ceremony. There were so many comments about how well they knew the bride. It was cringe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would be an awkward best man speech, wouldn't it?
Oh, imagine just like, thank you to Emily. She's welcomed us all inside her today. inside the church today.
Right, so I did work with a teacher whose dating app pictures weren't well. As they should be, and had to be kept from the boss. What do you reckon those pictures were about?
Well, I hope that the pics were better than the grammar. The pictures did well. I mean, you're looking at what? You're talking cosplay. You're talking filth.
Yeah.
You got to be careful on those dates. I always laugh at dating apps because, obviously, I have never in my life been on a dating app.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always remember saying this, like, literally, if you search when Tinder became, like, a hit in the UK
yeah.
or became popular, it honestly was a matter of 1 or 2 months after me and Kim got together. I've never been on it. And I always laugh because, you know, Cotney John has had a profile on certain things. It's funny, actually. So Cotney John was on, I don't know if it was Tinder, there's loads of other ones, I don't know the names of it. Bumble one?
I think so, yeah. Hinge is another,
Hinge,
I think.
Yeah. So then he partnered with a woman who we used to work with, me and all John, right. who, they hated each other.
Well,
like,
yeah,
they
right.
hated each other.
So there's just one here going, a female teacher went on a dating site and got matched with a male teacher from the same school. He must have seen a profile when it was sent to him too. They both did not like each other, a bit of an understatement, but had to pretend for a whole year that they'd never seen each other's profiles. Awkward. They never said a word whilst the rest of the staff laughed.
I tip my hat to anyone who's, you know, who goes for it on a dating app. And I hope each and every one of you find what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Valentine's Day, but a loved one all the same. It was my birthday and my school had a strike. No one was allowed in your tray rule. And my school had a strike. No one was allowed in your tray rule.
So, yeah, you'd get a strike if you went in someone else's tray.
Okay. I was a bit goody-goody at school. One boy asked me to go in his tray. I thought he was trying to trick me, so I said no. He insisted instead.
Yeah, he insisted.
Instead. It's spelled instead, but I'm going insisted. But I was stubborn. He then took out of his tray a note and a chocolate orange. It was a happy birthday note and a chocolate orange.
What was the chocolate again? That's a random one. Now, do you want it? Do you want
what?
It?
What, Cotney John?
I've got it.
Right, go on then.
Right, here we go. Now, this is completely fresh off the press, this. So I haven't read this, so prepare for some blooping. So basically, I messaged John and I said, what are your thoughts on Valentine's Day and gushy Facebook posts? And he replied, all right, they're fucking stupid and people who do it have something to hide. So I said, we're recording a net now, mate. Do you want to just stretch it out for us? And this is what he said. Now, bear in mind, Cockney John, a single father of one, legend, lovely guy, not a fan of Valentine's Day, I don't think. And so here you go. So, you're in love. Big fucking whoop-de-fucking-do. Guess what? No one cares. Now, I don't want this to seem like I'm a bitter single man. I am. But that's what I hate. I hate about Valentine's Day. What I hate on Facebook on Valentine's Day. I get that you want to show your love for your significant other. But show them. Not me. Fair point.
It is, yeah.
Oh, look. Dave is happy to be with Sarah for the happiest 3 years of his life. Maybe I should post about the special worker he visited in Amsterdam. Or the fact that Sarah flirts with every man in sight once she's had a couple of blue WKDs. If you do Valentine's Day, do it right. A thoughtful gift for the person, breakfast in bed, sort the kids out whilst they relax, even treat them to a day spa. If I was to write a Valentine's Day Facebook post, it would go something like this. Your feet stink. You fart in your sleep. And the sound of your breathing is infuriating. But you make me laugh. And you got great tits. All I'm saying is we know your dirty laundry. So stop posting your fresh white undies when we all know it's been less than a week before those new pants had skid marks. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And then it put, dot, 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 God, I'm lonely. Oh, that was good. Oh, he's back.
There was a bit of needle there. There's some personal connections.
Yeah,
being
I might do a gushy Facebook post just to get him.
Yeah. He's probably talking about you.
We've not been to Amsterdam yet.
Yeah.
From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. Seriously, make it stop. Thankfully, there's one company out there that's giving you a much-needed break. It's Mint Mobile. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save a ton with phone plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/switch. That's mintmobile.com/switch.
At Carvana, we're in the business of driving you happy. And with the widest selection of used cars under $20,000, you're bound to find a car that'll put a smile on your face. Carvana gives you control by letting you customize your down and monthly payments. You can browse tens of thousands of cars online to find one within your budget, and you won't get surprised with any bogus fees. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to shop for a vehicle. Carvana, we'll drive you happy. Availability may vary by market.
When I was 19, my friends and I drank in a pub all the time. We became known as regulars. There was one bloke who kept asking me out, but he was a good few years older, so I kept declining. Eventually, after getting to know him quite well, I finally said yes. I opted for a pub not too far from where I lived so I could escape if needed. Date was going well, conversation flowed. After about an hour, a group of women came in. I became aware they were giving me very dirty looks. I nipped to the ladies to be cornered by said group. Turned out one of the women was the bloke's wife. Luckily, she believed me when I said I didn't know he was married and wouldn't have gone out with him if I had known. I left the ladies, told the bloke what I thought of him, and tipped his fresh pint on his head.
Oh, nice. Hope it was a Guinness.
Yeah. The whole pub cheered as his wife descended on him, screeching obscenities and calling him names. I made a swift exit and went home.
Oh, wow. Right. So thinking about timing, I've got some Valentine's Day specific stories.
Right.
So I'll whittle through a couple of these. I'm not big on Valentine's Day, so it was fine by me when my boyfriend asked if I'd mind him going out for his mate's birthday. I didn't mind, but what I did mind, however, was him ringing at 3 a.m. to ask if I'd pick him up because he'd lost his clothes. So that was my Valentine's night, collecting my naked boyfriend from town, where he stood loudly, naked, proclaiming his love for me. Aw,
yeah, well,
that's nice, isn't it?
Get in the car.
Yeah, get in. It'd be that gritted teeth, wouldn't it? Get in. I went out with the lads last year, as we were all single. It was a cracking night, until I came home and found my parents bent over the kitchen table.
Oh, God.
I'd just broken up with my boyfriend, so I was going to work, keep my head down and try and ignore Valentine's Day, which would have worked if my boss hadn't sent me to hand-deliver a huge £200 bouquet of flowers to his girlfriend. Worse still, I had to walk through town as strangers stopped me to admire the flowers and say things like, "He must love you a lot." Then I have to explain over and over that no, they weren't for me. As a treat, I dressed up as a sexy policewoman, complete with handcuffs and a plastic gun. I tied my boyfriend up on the bed, then jokingly shot him, thinking the gun would make a funny sound. Nope, it contained actual plastic pellets. Hitting his bare tackle.
Oh,
I'll
God.
Never forget his howl. Oh, some of these are great. I work in a hotel that runs a Valentine's offer, dinner and an overnight stay. I was newly single and wanted to be busy, so I signed up to work. What wasn't in the plan was having to wait the table where my ex was sitting with his new girlfriend, who I didn't even know existed. Worse still, listen to this. Worse still, while they ate dessert, I had to scatter rose petals on all the beds and leave out massage oil sets. I was literally prepping my ex to have sex with another woman.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is cracking. My boyfriend made me an amazing Valentine's meal, completely from scratch. Later, getting jiggy, I started feeling a horrendous burning sensation down there. Turns out, he hadn't washed his hands properly after chopping chilies. I spent the night with nothing more exciting than a cold flannel between my legs. And they say chivalry is dead.
This one, what about this one? First and last date with a guy who was a children's entertainer. Lovely time until we're about to leave the pub. He put his hand into his pocket, pulled out balloons and started making me balloon animals. He also made me a hat, which he insisted I wore.
Oh my God. I did not expect that.
Yeah, but
that.
Then talking about bringing your profession into the date, one teacher put, I went on a date and automatically bent down to tie up his shoelaces.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I had a lovely handmade Valentine's card from a child in my year 3 class. Then I noticed at the bottom he'd written his phone number and said, call me.
You know what? Putting yourself out there. A lot to admire about that.
Matched with a guy on a dating app on a Sunday night. Through brief conversation, it became apparent that he was starting teaching at the same school as me the following morning. First lunch date in the school dining hall with year 5.
Dece.
Wonder if they're still together.
I was going to say, yeah, a little bit more info there.
Yeah. This one.
That sounds like something from you, though, doesn't it? Like this, the guy like going like, Oh, I'm starting at St. Catherine's tomorrow. No way! I'm at St. Catherine's. Yes, you. I know you would.
Yeah. All of a sudden gets a teaching degree.
Yeah. I'm going to purposely throw her dinner away. So she says, I've got no dinner, where actually I've bought two sandwiches. Thank you.
I went on a first date with a colleague. Can you imagine? Can you imagine trying to, right, just picture having to work with this person after.
Right.
I went on a first date with a colleague, got home, and the guy came inside for what I actually thought would be a coffee. I went for a wee, came back downstairs to find him sat on my sofa in his birthday suit.
Completely starkers.
No second date, and departmental meetings were quite awkward from then on. We gave him the nickname Naked Mathematician. Which is such a poor nickname, isn't it?
Yeah.
Naked Mathematician.
Yeah. I mean, I've mentioned Kim a lot on this ep because it's Valentine's Day and stuff, but I don't know if I've mentioned this. So, obviously, back in the day when we were... So, 10 years ago, we kind of started vibing and seeing each other a little bit. And she was staying at ours quite a lot, and I was trying... Now, bear in mind, I was still living at home. I was a bit nowhere. Didn't drive. I was trying to cook, like, and things, and show her that, like, I'm this dead nice guy, which I am, but I just never really cooked. And then I was doing, like, you know, found out that she loves spaghetti hoops. So I was doing spaghetti hoops all the time. But then I made the... I don't know if I've ever mentioned this. Like, you must know this. So I had planned to do a lovely breakfast for Kim dead early. It was literally, like, a week in. And I... had never cooked sausages before. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I've heard this, yeah.
So Kim was like, oh, are you making breakfast? And I was like, but she was a bit more brummy then, so it was a bit like, oh, is Brookie on? And I was going, yeah, don't worry about it. Kind of like, you know, you just chill, you sit. And then she kind of walked in as I was cutting the sausages, but because I didn't really realise when they were all kind of joined together, I cut like the skin and then started peeling the skin back on the sausage. So I just had like handfuls of sausage meat. And she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, this, I thought the plastic thing came off. She was like, that's the skin on the sausage. Oh, and I was just like, McMuffins they are.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. Smash patties.
Smash patties, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I didn't know what they were.
I spent the whole time you've told that story thinking of a better nickname than Naked Mathematician.
Go on then.
I can't think of one. I was thinking something like, you know, subtract my clothes, something along those lines.
What about something like flashy fractions?
Flashy fractions?
Yeah, or flashings. Yeah. What about the denominatrix and the nuderator?
The nuderator! That was it, yeah. Yes! We got the... Yeah, that's
didn't
better.
Need dominatrix. Got nuderator. Yeah, that would have been good.
I knew there was one in there. Oh, God. Right, my NQT year, I had a child in my class and my TA was having an affair with his dad. The mum found out and I ended up playing marriage counsellor to the mum and dad whilst trying to maintain a professional relationship with my TA and supporting their son.
Right, wait. Right, repeat that, but just a bit slowly. I've still got nuderator on my mind.
My NQT year, I had a child in my class and my TA was having an affair with his dad.
So, the TA was having an affair with a child's dad.
Right, why, what I did thought, you initially thought?
I thought, because I missed it, because I was still laughing at my own brand.
The child.
Oh, no, man. I thought that the TA was having an affair with the NQT's dad.
That'd have been better, to be fair.
Yeah.
What, and then the NQT's, the cat marriage counsellor
to
her own mum and dad.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, it was certainly drama I wasn't expecting in my first year teaching.
No, you wouldn't want that. You need to get old school Kyle on the job, wouldn't you?
Right.
So you think it's fair sleeping with him, do you, Billick?
Right. This most embarrassing dating story might finish on this one.
Okay.
But it, I'm just going to warn you, it's a little bit rude.
Is it?
Right, it's a little bit rude, yeah.
I don't mind that. Don't mind that, you know. Hey, I don't mind that, you know. Hit me with that rudinator.
See if you can think of a nickname for this one.
Right, okay.
10 years ago, a friend set me up on a date. The date, let's call him A. decided to invite me to his flat to cook me a dinner. Well, so it's not you. And watch a film. I agreed to the date, not knowing what A had planned for us, but trusted my friend's judgment. There's your first mistake. Date day arrives and A picks me up and drives me to his. The first issue arises. My friend had failed to tell A that I was vegetarian and also have some food allergies. When we sat down to eat, the only part of the meal I could eat was some carrots.
What's up, Dad?
The conversation flowed easily, so I didn't mind too much about the carrot situation, just mentally cursed my friend. After the meal, we sat down to watch a film. It's important to mention that I was wearing a skirt. During the film, we started kissing. Everything's fine. Then suddenly, A tries to go downtown on me without any warning, just straight from kissing to head between my legs.
Wow. Wow, A.
What's up, Doc? I stopped A and resumed kissing for a bit, but then he tries again.
I swear I threw a puffy cap.
Feeling quite uncomfortable, I make my excuses and go to leave. However, I suddenly worry about being rude, so as I'm leaving, I awkwardly say, thanks for carrots. And then leave. I'd have just left.
No, I mean, listen.
I'd have just left. There's no point in thanking for the carrots.
I mean, unbelievable manners from the lady there.
Well, not finished yet. I phone my friend, spew some profanities at them, then reluctantly accept a lift home. A and I never had a second date, but I did end up dating my friend. We've been together for 6 years now, welcomed a daughter just before Christmas, and for every birthday, celebration or anniversary, he always buys me a couple of carrots just to hear me say, thanks for the carrots.
I mean, it could be an absolute masterclass from the friend, couldn't it? Like, he's going like, right, give her a disaster date so she realises what she's missing. It's like a rom-com. Do you know what I mean? It is like a rom-com. The whole carrots thing is outrageous.
It's a silly thing, but our thing, and I love to do, and I do love it.
Yeah, that's
what would it be called?
Funny.
The rom-com about the carrots?
What is it? Curly hair that you get if you
you get
carrots?
Good eyesight, don't you?
Right.
Can see in the dark.
Yeah,
with carrots.
I was going to say see in the dark.
Yeah,
but then that's a bit freaky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come
on, there's got to be some carrot-related puns. What are we saying? Keep calm and carrot on.
No.
Rooting for you.
Oh, rooting for you. Or rooting for this relationship.
What else could there be?
That's poor.
Yeah, yeah. Pirates of the Carrot Bean.
we're pulling at absolute strings here.
What do you call an emo carrot? An edgetable.
Oh.
That's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think keep
I
calm
think
and
keep
carrot
calm
on.
And carrot on would have to be. Would it, have to, but
yeah,
I wouldn't
we'll
watch
trademark
it.
That as the.
Wouldn't watch it.
Yeah. You could make a pun about like a diamond, 20 carat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
20 carat date or something like that.
Yeah, or the wrong 20 carat ring because he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
we could be on this for ages.
Who would you cast?
I think that that would be good.
Keep calm and carrot on.
If keep calm and carrot on, I would go for as the female lead. So you'd have to go for someone like relatively young, relatively fresh. I go Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Yeah. And then in the friend who sets up, I'm going Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Then the friend who's a bit of a the dirtbag. I'm going Penn Badgley from You.
Right, okay. Yeah. There we go. Coming nice to a
skirt,
cinema near you.
Nice skirt, you.
Yeah. But yeah,
have another carrot.
That'd be amazing if that was the case, that he'd set her up. Like, he's got this friend who's a bit weird.
Yeah, and just like, all right. But then saying that, we do not condone what the A did. A sounds like a right A-hole, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, listen, you're watching a film, kissing. things are going well, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Don't
be an absolute gimp.
Don't get too giddy about the carrots.
No.
Yeah. We'll just finish with one more.
She could see him coming a mile off after all those carrots. Should we turn off the lights? What? Don't matter. Don't matter, mate. I can still see you.
I was going on a second date with someone I met off Hinge, and he offered to come pick me up in his car. He texted to say he was outside, but couldn't remember which house I was in. So I said, don't worry, I'll come outside and meet you. Door locked, I turned around, gave a wave and walked to a car. When I opened the door, I noticed a handbag on the seat and thought, how strange, so picked it up and put it in the footwell and asked him, what on earth are you doing with a handbag? When I sat down, I turned my head to find that it definitely wasn't my date. Instead, a poor old confused lady. I exclaimed, you're not my date, and shut out the seat. She was so nice about it and said, it was lovely to meet you and wished me well on my date.
You look nothing like your pictures.
Yeah. Much to my horror, my date was 3 meters away and had witnessed the whole thing, trying to shout at me as I went into the wrong car. Don't know how I got asked for a third date, because I definitely would have got the ick if the shoe was on the other foot. But do you know who wouldn't have made that mistake? Carrot lady from
Carrot
the first.
Lady, yeah.
She'd have been
Bugs.
Able to.
Yeah, Bugs.
Bugs would have been able to see it.
It's funny that, you know, because you know that classic thing. So me and Dad is back driving now after his knee op.
Yeah.
And he picked me up to go to the bookies the other day, just to put our normal little Saturday little tipple on. And he parked up. And we go into the bookies, we put our accumes on, and then we come out, right? But we come out and I'm on my phone. And there is a... So mum and dad have a red car, don't they?
Yeah.
And there was two red cars. So dad was walking, I'm on my phone, and I walk to this red car and I'm pulling the door, but still just looking at my phone. And I'm going, Dad, would you open the door? And then I could just hear... Right. And I looked up and he was at the car in front, just stood pointing and laughing.
Right, so thanks thanks again for listening. We hope it's given you a giggle, and thank you to everyone for sharing those Valentine's stories. Plenty of cringy and plenty of lessons to learn. Plenty of lessons to learn from those stories. Don't trust your friends.
Yep. Make sure you share your allergies.
Share your allergies from the offset, yeah.
Don't do gushy Facebook posts, especially if you're mutuals with Cockney John.
Absolutely. And
God, I'm lonely.
Yeah. And, you know, just be aware of guys who have barns with snakes.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't want a guy with a barn full of snakes.
Full of snakes. Over 100. Like, why?
That's weird. That's just weird, isn't
it?
It's
just the most random thing. Anyway, as always, please do keep sharing your stories. Head over to the Facebook group. Follow us on the socials. And if you go to the website, twomrpspodcast.com, you can obviously get your tickets for the upcoming tour. So no episode next week as it's half term, but we'll be there the week after.
Yeah, and just a quick one. On the 25th of February... on the 25th of February... Put a wet paper towel on it. Our debut book, the Sunday Times bestseller, will just be 99p for the day as a Kindle daily deal. So 25th of February. If you've not read that yet, I promise you will enjoy it. I've actually been receiving loads of really lovely messages of people, I'm sure you're the same, who have just kind of caught the podcast or caught the, you know, started reading the books and stuff. So yeah, get involved. We really appreciate all your support. Thank you.
Have a good break.
GreatBigOwl.com